I'm Matt Campbell, and welcome to Chanceplaining. Wait. Hold on.
Is this a YouTube
Hey, you're listening to... It's from Spotify. Hey, you're listening to Chanceplaining, the Jackie Chan podcast. Today we're going to talk about Skip Trace, directed by Rennie Harlan, J. Long Gino, and starring Jackie Chan and Johnny Knoxville. I'm one half of your hosting duo, Matt, here with Sonny.
Hello.
And we're Sanj Jordan again. However, we have a guest here. I'm going to do a little introduction, because he deserves an introduction. 6'1" of black Irish meat.
From editor, Death Valley, California.
From Death Valley, California. Super Bowl champion. Hollywood Dan Jameson. Uh-oh. It's already gone wrong. It's already gone so wrong. Just say hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Dan. Dan's a big fan of our podcast for some reason, and since Jordan is kind of busy and has a big day tomorrow, Dan's gonna be filling in for him.
Happy to do it. Happy to do it.
Here's Dan's theme music. I couldn't get it up. It's the Hollywood Hulk Hogan music. It would have been good 45 minutes ago. But I thought it'd be easy to find on Spotify. It's not. It's called Rock House and not NWO theme like I thought it would be. Oh. Dan, you look like that really surprised you.
A little bit, yeah.
I think Sonny dropped out. No, Sonny's still here.
Okay.
Hi, Sonny. So, guys, we got a new trio for today. Dan's kind of been picked up off of like a 10-day contract, like in the NBA. We don't know.
We're paying him $1 million.
Yeah, he's getting veteran minimum for this podcast, yes. Which is, I think, $1,006,000 more than we've all made.
Yeah.
We have each individually lost some money on the podcast so far.
Yeah. All right, it's starting off good for me.
But Dan is a actual person that works in production, so he can lend a hand and explain some things to us that we probably don't know, because Sonny and I just really like watching...
Yeah,
these strange films.
I hope so.
As much as Jackie Chan can be explained.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're gonna forego the Chan fiction because Jordan, I think, would probably blow himself up by jumping off of a crane if he were gonna miss even one chapter of it. So let's talk some movies, guys. Let's just talk about what's going on in the world of TV and film. Have you seen any sweet picks over the last, I guess, week and a half?
I saw Annihilation.
Ooh.
Yeah, that movie rules.
Oh, I really want to.
Yeah.
That movie gets 5 Jackie Chans not wanting any troubles.
Yeah, no, I can agree with that, I think. It's just it's so cool.
I think I'm going to try to go this weekend then. That sounds terrific. I've been really excited for it.
It's really good. It reminds me a lot of... Kind of a rival in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And in where it would be alphabetized on the Best Buy shelf.
Okay, yeah.
Great, great.
It's great. Black Panther was good, too.
I like Black Panther.
Yes, that was excellent. That was very, very good.
One of the jack-off questions I was going to do was going to be Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, to call shots for later on, Dan was talking shit a couple weeks ago, Sonny. He said that he gets these on the first try when he listens. And he also said that you and Jordan are probably...
I mean...
Children of brothers and sisters. That's how he put it.
This mostly didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's a different dynamic, though.
Yeah.
When you're just listening to them sort of like, you know, on the gun, you know, you have to answer versus just me like on the subway being like relaxed. Like,
right.
Oh, I can figure out what this is.
Plus, I don't think neither Jordan and I are particularly good at this game. Plus, I don't think we're like as dialed into like what Matt's like cornerstones of reference are.
Well,
as you might be.
I mean... Dan, did you hear... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if there's one that you didn't hear.
Maybe, possibly, yeah. I think the last one I heard was like
the one that was. Did you get up to? We're talking about. I can't even remember shows from like 6 weeks ago. Mr. Sheffield is her employer.
No, I didn't hear this one. No.
Oh, so he wouldn't get it. Sonny. I don't. You I wouldn't have got that one. Get it. She was at a bridal working at a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens.
Oh, this is the Channy.
Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got it. You got okay. competition.
Yeah, I don't think I got that one.
You didn't.
Would you have accepted Chan Drescher?
I accepted either.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or I think actually Jordan got it. He said it was Chan Fine, which is her name.
Oh, in the show.
Okay. In the show, she's Fran Fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What else did I watch? I watched AI last night.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen that a long time.
Because I was listening to a podcast that Sonny introduced me to, Blank Check, and they were doing Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a podcast about directors' filmographies after they win an Oscar and can do whatever they want.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's really interesting. Yeah. The guys are fun, and they are so much better at this than we are.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's so frustrating to be. They must prepare so much.
I know.
So good.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how one of them said AI was his favorite Spielberg movie.
That's crazy.
And I went, that's a hot take.
Yeah.
I got to watch this movie. It is not my favorite Spielberg movie. It is one of my least favorite movies.
It's a pretty wild movie.
It's, have you seen it, Daniel?
A long time ago, yeah. Close to when it came out.
It. 11 hours.
I don't remember it super well.
And I got to say, Lincoln is a better movie, which I watched also earlier that day.
Yeah, they got me to rewatch Lincoln too, and that was missing. They also got me to reassess War of the Worlds, and I ended up liking that a lot more.
I've never seen War of the Worlds.
Yeah. I'm alright with War of the Worlds.
Yeah, I think it's good.
I liked it a lot more than I think most of the people I talked to when it came out did.
Right.
I had a fun time.
Which was you in the mirror. yeah, I guess I'll watch that next. I'll Cody it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sonny, we spent 9 minutes talking about what Cody is last week.
Yeah.
I at a certain point was trying to figure out how much time we spent talking about Dragons Forever. And it was about 11 minutes of 96 minutes. Then we spent 20 minutes me talking about the Bjork Stalker.
Yeah.
And
the
snuff film that he made.
I don't know that.
All right, you got 20 minutes?
Listen to the last podcast.
I'll go to the last one, yeah.
Let's do it right now. Let's just talk Skip Trace.
Yeah.
This
was kind of a like surprise movie because we didn't talk about what movie we were going to watch this week on the last one, right?
No, we forgot to.
Right.
And I think off pod, I said we could do Fist of Fury. Like, we would take our first detour into just Chinese cinema as a whole and talk about Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan as a sort of just stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like George is necessary for that big change.
I
would feel dishonest and smelly without him.
So, was Skip Trace just based on the idea of Johnny Knoxville being in a movie with Jackie Chan?
You mean, is that why it was made or why?
Why you picked it.
I was looking at, I just was looking at his filmography and I went, okay, we've watched a lot of bad movies the last, like, 7 weeks. I would say of the 7 weeks, we watched 5 movies I did not like.
Okay, yeah.
And I went, let me go really recent or Plum in the 80s when he's killing it.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a movie called Skip Trace and went, what the fuck is that? I saw Second Build, John Knox. I saw John Knoxville. I said, we gotta do it. And okay. I think it was, one of my first notes was, this feels like a real movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. Mm-hmm. It was a real movie with a beginning, middle, and end.
Sure.
And an epilogue, which none of these movies have.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I like this, I think, more than you guys did.
Yeah.
Very possibly,
yeah. It seems like it.
I mean, I agree very much. You know, it felt very much like a movie. I think my biggest takeaway in a word from it was just sort of uninspired.
Yeah. Generic.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to say two things about this that changed my maybe made me like it more.
Okay.
Is that the two people who made it, the writer and the director, both have done things that I really liked and one is doing something I'm really excited for.
Okay.
So the director, whose name is Remy Harlan, Rennie Harlan, did Die Hard 2, the fourth Freddy movie, which is like Dream Warriors. Which really fun.
Okay.
And he did some other ones. Deep Blue Sea.
Okay, okay.
And like, he did some real movies. Some real movies. Like, that's
some real movies.
So, he made movies that work.
I think, yeah, to me, it really felt like he tried super hard to be Shane Black.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, that's like his whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
This movie had a lot of, it felt a lot like Midnight Run. Like a bad version of Midnight Run where they're constantly trying to, it's like the cop and the convict are going and they become friends on a huge trip across country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's much worse because that's like a perfectly written
Right. Right.
And the writer of this movie, whose name is Jay Longino, who I've never heard of before, is making, Dan, this might not mean anything for you, the Uncle Drew movie.
Oh, holy shit. I saw a trailer for that.
Sonny's beanie propeller is spinning uncontrollably right now. That's the movie where Kyrie Irving, Dan, a basketball player,
is
pretending to be an old man.
Oh, okay. Right?
And I think that's the movie.
Well, and he recruits other old man basketball players, which is just like Shaq in a gray wig.
Ray Allen. who's the WNBA player? Is
it Cheryl Swoops? No, I think it's Leslie
Nielsen.
No. Jones?
Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Leslie, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There we go. Leslie Jones.
But
that's something I'm excited for.
I mean, there's no way that movie will be good, though.
You're out of your mind. We watched a movie. I think the reason why I like this movie is because I'm basing it off of the other movies we've watched.
Okay.
And I think everything I'm comparing now to The Medallion and All in the Family. Like, I've seen how far movies can be. How far down they can be.
I got and, you. Yeah. The last thing I saw before this was Black Panther.
Yeah.
A well-written, well-performed,
you
know, action movie.
Also and, feels like a movie.
Yes,
was the note I had for that.
Yeah,
Black Panther
absolutely.
Feels like a movie. But this, this movie doesn't take the risks that Black Panther might. And
I would agree with that.
I think that it's probably the best, well, I don't know, it's probably the best American Jackie Chan movie we've watched so far, right?
Ooh, I was going to ask you that. Did you think this was better than Shanghai Noon?
It's probably, like, on the same level.
Isn't that a crazy hot take, kind of? Because Shanghai Noon has, like, a soft spot in our... Like, we were so excited to watch Shanghai Noon, and then we were so warm about this and had never heard about this movie ever.
Yeah.
I had never heard of this.
Me neither. Mm.
Okay.
I definitely like Owen Wilson more than Johnny Knoxville.
Ooh.
I don't think that's a hot take.
Oh, I also watched Zoolander 2.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Highlight of that is Colin Kaepernick has a cameo in it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I heard Kanye has one too, right?
I actually don't know. I probably was not paying attention.
Oh, maybe he doesn't.
I'm not sure. He might. It's super.
Oh, I think I'm thinking of Anchorman
2.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, that's a great. That's a movie that I do love.
Yeah.
He is in that. What's he like? Dan, we saw it together. He's like an MTV VJ or something.
Yeah. That showdown in the park. Yeah.
That is one of my favorite comedy moments.
Oh, yeah.
Sonny, have you seen Anchorman 2?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out, but I don't think a lot of it was super memorable to me, to be honest.
What did you think about it the next six times you watched
it? Well, do you remember, we went back to the theater for like the unrated cut.
We did.
Which came out like they did 3 weeks later.
we gave it money twice.
Yeah, in a very short span.
There are tons of things about that movie I remember. I remember the Anchorman fight. I remember the condom scene very well. I remember how Drake's in it.
A lot of rappers love Anchorman.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they like. There was an interesting. Somebody was on the Bill Simmons podcast like 8 years ago, and was explaining how rappers love Will Ferrell because he kind of is like playing the the trope of the powerful white guy who doesn't know what he's doing, yeah. which is how they see all powerful yeah. white guys. And the fact that he's able to laugh at himself is endearing.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, it was because they were talking about why Rugrats in Paris starts with the quote from
Rugrats in Paris.
Well, I'm not gonna say it, Sonny. You can say it if you want to.
Did you always call that song that? I've never.
When I'm recording a podcast, then people will listen to it. I do.
Okay.
I think Raya told me about that. Said that to me once. And I thought it was funny. That's like 9 years ago.
I mean, that is funny.
Yeah.
So what did Johnny Knoxville's career look like leading up to this movie? Had he just done Jackass 3 or whatever? 4?
Let's check, actually. Yeah, that's a good question. I know that he got this... Sean William Scott was originally going to be the lead opposite Jackie. And he bowed out.
Hmm.
And so they got John Knox.
John Knox. So.
Yeah, let's take a look at his IMDb, everybody. A lot of the last episode was spent... Sonny, you were typing loud. You were typing keyboards at one time. I feel like you were playing World of Warcraft.
No, I just have a loud keyboard.
Is it mechanical?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Okay, so Johnny Knoxville leading up to this was definitely in Jackass 1 and 2. This is a 2016 movie, actually, which is super weird.
That's much more recent than I thought.
Yeah, that's super recent.
Huh.
Yeah, so before that, he was in Drunk History, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as voice of Leonardo, Marin, Bad Grandpa, Movie 43, which is another movie that Dan and I like.
Fantastic.
Sonny, you're learning a part of me that you didn't know existed.
I never bothered to watch that movie.
Which is the part of Dan and I, me, and I think Dan too, who go out of our way to watch the worst movies we can watch, and then end up really liking them for the choices that they make.
Yeah, we saw like a 9:30 a.m. showing of Medea Witness Protection.
Yeah, and I know we saw...
What was the crowd like?
Matt got hit in the head with a bucket of popcorn.
Oh, wow. Popcorn. Were you talking shit?
We were laughing. Ripley, yeah. I like that movie.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
Sonny, I showed Jordan that movie, and he laughed, too. He liked it as well. That's actually a pretty funny movie.
All right.
Talk about... What is the thing?
Helicopters.
Medea says helicopters, which makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's good.
And she also says that she's trying to talk to the Eugene Levy's daughter to tell her that her dad died. And she's like, your brother and your dad died in a car accident. Your brother was eating candy when he was driving because he loves his sugary sweets. And there was lollipops and gumballs all over the road. It was a bloodbath. Also, she called Wi-Fi. She thought Wi-Fi was a waffle iron.
I don't know if that tracks.
It's a really confusing movie. You should watch it.
Okay, that sounds like a good plug for that.
Yeah, I'm plugging everything. But Johnny Knoxville, for the most part, had failed his career as a leading man. As when they tried it, had been done for 10 years when this movie came out.
Mm. Okay.
The Ringer was 05, and that, thankfully, is the end of his career. Yeah, that's the movie where he pretends to be...
Special Olympics, right?
Special Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You were making a face like you either really liked the movie or didn't know it at all.
I remember its existence, but I didn't see it.
Yeah. Do you guys want to guess how much money this movie cost and then also made? No one look at Wikipedia.
I'd give it like 40 million to make.
Okay.
I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to do like 25 million to make.
Okay. What it said on IMDb on Wiki, it is disputed. It costs either 30 or 60 million.
What the fuck?
So, Sonny, I'll say that you were the one that was closest.
Yeah.
How much do you think it made? Is the real question. Domestic.
Now, was this released in China first and then over here?
Yes, it was.
Okay. But just for, like, the U.S. release?
Weird.
On Wikipedia, it only says U.S.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
Boy, I mean, I've never heard of this movie until yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, take a guess.
50 million?
I'll say like...
Not a bad guess.
8 million?
8, wow.
I don't think it made much.
Okay. So, I'm befuddled right now. I clicked onto the Box Office Mojo. So remember how I said that they only listed domestic box office?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That was wrong.
Okay.
They've listed domestic and international box office.
Okay.
Internationally, this movie made $135 million.
Jeez. All right.
Wow. Okay.
That must like 90% China, probably.
Yeah.
Domestically, this movie made $1,700.
I'm sorry.
$1,792.
I figured it would be low, but that was so much lower.
I made more money in a few weeks than this movie
does
made in America.
Does Box Office Mojo say how many theaters? Yeah.
Let's find out. That's ridiculous. I cannot imagine that.
That is 170 tickets. Like a little bit less than that's one theater, maybe.
Is it possible that one theater had it and they just did it to like make some sort of requirement, like Johnny Knoxville wanted it in the theater?
I don't know.
It made almost $1 million. It made $1.5 million in domestic Blu-ray and DVD sales.
Okay,
I think that's me accidentally buying it 11,000 times on Amazon. God damn, I can't think of a... Oh, Jesus. Okay, there's a breakdown of the domestic box office. So, and it's in a graph. This is the graph. Can you guys see it? People at home can't see
it. Sure.
See that line?
Yeah.
That's China. Next to that, what is like a tiny, tiny, tiny sliver is Russia.
Okay.
And then Italy. Oh my God. How much money do you think this made in Bulgaria? Opening weekend.
$3,000.
Yeah, like 1 million? I just want to go in millions.
$10,000. I don't know. Yeah. It's the first one that popped in my mind. So this movie is a success by any box office measure.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh man, this makes me like it less.
What a weird...
This makes me a little sad now. I feel like we're exploiting the Chinese market.
I don't know. I don't know who sees...
I don't know. I have no idea.
Sonny, speak on
this. I honestly have, like... I don't know who sees movies in China. Like, what... I guess it would mostly just be in cities, I think. Mm. And Hong Kong... I don't know if Hong Kong counts.
Do you think they saw this movie just because Jackie Chan is in it? I know that he is... Obviously, the reason we're doing this podcast, he's like the biggest star.
Yeah, I'm sure if it was Johnny Knoxville and literally anyone else, this movie would not have made money.
Who else do the Chinese like a lot, aside from Matt Damon? I know that Matt Damon is a huge star there for some reason.
They like, I don't know, they like NBA stars.
It's true.
Now, Fan Bing Bing from this movie... Is she a relatively big deal? Because I know, like, wasn't it Iron Man 3, they shot additional scenes with her in it only for the Chinese release.
Really?
Yes. I think it was Iron Man 3.
Was she Samantha?
She was Samantha, yeah.
Yeah.
And even, like X-Men Days of Future Past, they put her in, I think, to sort of, expand its appeal to that market.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know how famous she is, like, on the ground there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I guess if it's enough that they filmed more of, like, big budget blockbuster movies to appeal to China, it's got to be at least enough to get millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. We should write a movie, Dan. And Sonny, you could direct it.
Okay.
It'll be your debut that just exploits the Chinese market. Like, we'll find a way to write a movie that just hits all of the sensibilities that are needed. Make a lot of that money. Okay. Let's get back to Skip Trace, I guess. What does Skip Trace mean?
I think it just means to, like, a method of finding someone?
Yeah, it's like a tracking method. Yeah, I looked it up afterwards, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure. I thought it would be mentioned in the movie.
Me too, yeah.
Like No Country for Old Men.
Whoa. During the 13th annual Chinese American Film Festival, the most popular U.S. actor in China was given to Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther himself.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
Okay.
This was last year, last November.
They really love Get On Up.
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so.
And 42. That's so interesting. Oh my gosh. Can we pivot and just try and figure out like what is loved in China? I read an article that was nice that said that Chinese audiences are like getting kind of fatigue of just getting our blockbusters.
And yeah.
As movies become more and more prevalent in like Chinese culture from other countries, they're like, some of these movies suck. Like Spider-Man: Homecoming, it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just think about it like we do. It's cool. So we got to stay ahead of that curve.
Right. They're like, we got Wong Kar-wai. We know what you can do.
That's true. Oh, man.
Just like, make real movies.
That, in the mood for love, I'm just going to say, I'm always in the mood for that movie.
Yeah. I actually,
that's what I'm going
to
say.
I've come to like Chungking Express more.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's really good. I think you'd like it. But anyways.
No. Is it like Big Mama's House?
I'd say it's kind of a mix between Big Mama's House and Madea Goes to Jail.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. I was hoping there was some sort of like
exploitation
genre in China. I don't know what that could be. That's a ridiculous thought that I had that was real.
That's All in the Family. Sort of.
Oh, fuck. That movie is a porn.
Yeah.
That's 100%. All right, let's talk about Skip Trace. So, Dan, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been asking Jordan to give quick, clean synopses about what the movie is about.
Okay.
You get three sentences to give a good synopsis.
Okay. I guess it would be a Hong Kong cop, right? He's from Hong Kong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A Hong Kong
Benny
cop
Chan.
And an American con artist sort of team up against their will to stop a... I wasn't really sure what the Matador's, like, crime was. I guess he's some sort of drug lord or something. I didn't really realize that till one of the last scenes in the movie. Sort of... team up to take down I don't even know if I can say international drug lord.
I mean,
I don't know.
Regardless, that's correct.
Yeah. from what I gleaned,
Jordan has ever done it, and then that I've ever done it, and I do log lines kind of for a living.
Yeah. I mean, accuracy notwithstanding, I'm not entirely sure, but that's mostly what I gleaned from it.
Do you agree, Sonny?
Yeah, I think so. Everything else is just kind of backstory. That's silly.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like half road trip movie, half. It's. I guess it's sort of modern. It's new Jackie. They're just trying to do what they did with Shanghai Noon. Rush Hour. That movie, which will not be named. We'll never watch. And I did like it. Like, I think Johnny Knoxville did do as good of a job as he could do.
Sure, sure.
He seemed like he took it seriously, and his character did have seemingly emotions. Like, it's better than some other movies I've seen of people co-starring with Jackie.
I think he just, like, I don't know how good of an actor Johnny Knoxville actually is. The only other thing I've seen him in is Men in Black 2. Where he plays a guy with two heads.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
What have I seen this motherfucker in? I mean, I used to watch Marin, and he played himself in Marin.
Okay.
And I think I just like Johnny Knoxville because I love Jackass so much.
Yeah.
That was my favorite show for pretty much the entirety that it was on. That was my favorite TV show.
I never really got into it.
Oh, is that why you guys didn't pop in your shorts when I played the Jackass theme, Corona? I thought that would get big laughs.
I would not have recognized it.
I reckon I liked it. I enjoyed it.
All right, then. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. I feel a little silly. But by the time Johnny Knoxville was making movies, I wasn't interested in his career because I was deep into high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just into looking at girls.
His name was Janie Knoxville, and he had big titties and a big waist.
Jesus. A big waist?
A big waist. I would have liked it. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of guess he's still trying to be a real actor, if this is the case. Mm-hmm. You don't think he could get on, like, a Ryan Murphy show as something?
I think it would be to get him a stretch. I don't know if he has, like, the capability of people not immediately laughing when they see him on screen. It's like, it's kind of like when, if you've seen Molly's Game, when Michael Cera comes on,
oh, that's fair.
Very distracting.
you go, oh, it's Michael Cera in a movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. But I guess Michael Cera at least is a good actor. Johnny Knoxville is sort of just the Spencer's Gift of acting.
Damn, yeah.
Shit. Who's a better actor, he or Dax Shepard?
What does Dax have been?
Parenthood.
I think Dax. Dax has been in a bigger
range. I've definitely seen Dax in a lot more things.
Yeah.
I just think he is. I think they could have the same career, but Dax just has a better agent and is married to Kristen Bell.
Yeah, that's also fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Dax Shepard was in Punk'd. He was in Punk'd.
Yeah.
He was the, like, Ashton Kutcher's lieutenant, pretty much, of Punk'd. Mm. And he somehow has a career. Johnny Knoxville was the dictator of Jackass.
Yeah.
There'd be no Viva La Bam without him.
And where
would we
be?
Know who Uncle Vito is. Do you guys know who Uncle Vito is?
Yeah, he's almost certainly dead now, right?
No, I think he's in jail for inappropriately touching a teenager at a things of a signing.
Oh no.
We would have no Wild Boys. Rest in peace.
Right.
I think that's Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think they had three shows in them.
Mm-hmm.
We would have no Rub Deer Deck Fantasy Factory, which is adjacent.
And then Rub Deer Deck's bodyguard, also rest in peace.
Big Black.
I
almost said Big E. Big E. Bad. The wrestler. But I guess Johnny Knoxville's not a great actor, and it is surprising that he got this role. This is probably his... I don't know.
I mean, this role...
is his last chance, right?
Yeah, I think he has a couple movies after this. But his role in this movie is basically just like, I don't know, be surprised occasionally and then snark back at Jackie Chan.
I guess so.
Yeah, and he did sort of like in the beginning, but not for a while in the beginning, he had sort of a narration going. Yeah. Like, oh, I bet you're wondering. And then that just kind of like cut off after a while. Yeah. Like, no more Knoxville narrating the story. It was just like from minute 20 to minute like 35 that happened. And then never again.
This movie did two things that I hate. Did like 90 things that I hate. But it did two things that I took notes about hating.
Sure.
One, it did that ridiculous freeze frame thing where comic books the character and says their name.
Yeah.
It is so fucking lazy. And if I ever read that on the page, like if I'm reading a script, doing script coverage or just reading a script, I just hate it. It's cheating and it's gross.
How is that written? How is something like that written? Is it like as obnoxious as it usually is?
It would probably say, it would have been like all caps, probably say freeze frame, establishing shot with Chiron of character name. And then it would say something. It would probably then describe the character obnoxiously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would say, "We resume action." Oh, fucking hate it. So stupid. Yep. And then it also had. I hate voiceover, and I especially hate voiceover when it comes after. Like it doesn't start the movie.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it was so far in.
Yeah.
It was so off-putting.
We had already met Jackie's character and the supposed dead person, and then extra, like,
yeah.
Didn't we have the big? There was the stunt scene where they're trying to find find out who the matador is.
Yeah, on the docks, like, right?
By the docks. I liked that scene actually. Mm-hmm. That was fun. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there would have been like an interesting way of doing it like a Rashomon style where both Jackie and Johnny Knoxville had voiceovers and they just kind of had dueling voiceovers.
They have alternate viewpoints about how what if they did it like Goodfellas where it was narrated the whole time by Johnny Knoxville and then two fifths into the movie you get Jackie Chan's perspective, like you get Melfi from The Sopranos. Oh, I'm forgetting her name. Lorraine Bracco's perspective. Yeah. And then never again. And then goes right back to John.
To Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah. This movie, I think you're right, this was uninspired. Like those are two huge uninspired traits of a film.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely how it felt to me. Because a lot of like the even the comedy in it was very slapstick kind of based. It was a weird combination of like slapstick and then boob jokes throughout. Like it almost felt very juvenile in that sense.
Yeah.
But I will say there were two jokes that really got me pretty good in this.
Tell 'em, Dan. This is a new segment called Tell 'em, Dan.
First one was the rushing nesting doll.
Yeah, that one got me too. That one's funny.
I genuinely laughed out loud pretty hard at that.
When I saw they had those big things, I'm like, oh, this is either going to lead to something, or they gave no thought about the dialogue. And they're like, where are we? Oh,
they were
fucking nesting dolls. Let's move on. That was really funny, though, Dan. Great.
And the other one is at the really close to the end of the movie when the matador is revealed. And Johnny Knoxville says he looks like the kid from Jerry Maguire. I thought that was pretty good.
Did I have any? I don't think I really laughed a lot at this movie. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything aside from those two things that actually made me laugh. But it was cheeky. Yeah. Had cheeks in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just to like recap, because we didn't tell people we were watching this movie ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the movie begins with Jackie Chan like trying to track down this crime boss, and he finds his partner at the top of this like crane or something.
They're in a shipping yard.
Yeah, they're in a shipping yard, and there's like some container that he's on top of. He's got a bomb strapped to him.
Boom.
So he tries to get him out.
That's what bombs do.
And his partner like gives him his watch, and he jumps over and explodes. And then
we flash forward 9 years.
Yeah, then we flash forward. Is that what it said? I don't think it was.
I did 9 years later.
Oh, nine years? Okay. Yeah.
And Jackie is, I guess, 9 years older and 9 years gruffer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hunting someone named the Matador.
Right, the same guy. They're still hunting him.
Yeah, they're hunting the same person. And it's Jackie and his... What are his partner's names? There's that guy who never comes back.
No, he
oh
doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. I thought it was cool too.
Yeah, he was handsome.
I don't remember what his
I don't
name
remember
was.
Their names.
Yeah, but then I think the woman's name was maybe Leslie.
Yeah, that's Leslie.
Mm-hmm. I liked her. She dressed real nice.
Yeah,
I thought she was a good dresser, and I liked her. I liked her English. That's a weird thing to say, but I did.
Yeah.
So what I No, go ahead, Dan.
No, go ahead. Okay. Even just kind of going into the same scene with the one on the docks is that we were kind of talking about audio a little bit. And the, you know, all the boats that they were, you know, doing their walkie-talkies things on the boats when they were getting positioned, it all sounded very, you know, ADR'd to me, which is pretty typical when, you know, when you're filming on boats and by water, it's such a loud environment.
Right.
But it almost looked to me like the words were matching up with their mouths so poorly that I do wonder if that this scene was just recorded in Chinese and then it was just dubbed over in English, which then confused me because a minute later it's subtitled.
Yeah.
When they are speaking in Chinese to one another. So I was you know, watching my stream of this, and I'm like, is this subtitled? Is this dubbed? I don't know if my settings are weird or something like that. And then it just continued on with English for the rest of the movie and was nothing.
I noticed that too, and I thought, like, it occurred to me that it might be, like, what I thought it was that these actors are so much better at acting in their native language. So when they're acting in English, it just appears off. But it could have just been a voiceover, and it just, like, feels off anyway.
Here's my thought. I actually have a different opinion about this. And I think that this is from watching other movies from in, like, the Chanceplaining catalog, where I feel like we've come across this a few times where, Sonny, we've had this question, like, why it's ADR'd. And I think it's sort of what you, it's a combination of both of your things, where they are better acting in their native language, but they still want it to look good enough that, like, they want the ADR to look good enough. So they go, just do your best to say it and we'll get it in post. So that it's not crazy looking and cheap looking.
Yeah.
And also because these movies are made probably in 6 weeks.
I mean, they traveled a lot, it seemed.
They're Mongolia again.
They did, yeah.
Like in Forbidden Kingdom. Back in Mongolia. With the Huns. Han Solo. Jabba the Hun.
So, I guess what happens next is that we, like, cut to Benny being hung upside down in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Right? And then
No, Benny is Jackie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we cut to Connor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's getting, like, tortured by these Russians because she got a daughter pregnant.
He got, I guess, a Russian crime lord's daughter pregnant.
Right.
Even though he says, I didn't think you'd get someone pregnant that way.
Yeah.
Which means he have either entered through the mouth or the butt.
Right.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Or other. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, maybe.
Fun thing about this Russian gang, guys, the woman enforcer of it, WWE former diva Eve Torres, playing a Russian person.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, question here. Do we think it's weird that they cast a Hispanic woman to play a Russian spy, like a Russian mobster, and she isn't even famous, is like the thing.
That
she's someone no one knows. They went out of their way to cast her.
Yeah.
And this was like 2016 when they could have just, like, hired Gina Carano or someone like that.
Or Lana from the WWE. She was doing a Russian accent the whole time.
Oh.
Dan, you big part of the last couple weeks of Chanceplaining. Talk about it. Okay, last four episodes, just we talked a lot about Royal Rumble. This like thing didn't need to happen, right? This whole subplot.
No.
Is it actually important?
No.
Not at all. Because, like, what ends up happening is that he's about to get just, like, railed in the face by a bowling ball, and then he rewinds to when he was in Macau.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's, like, gambling at this hotel, and he meets... Oh, this is a real convoluted movie. He meets Samantha.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Meets Samantha, yeah.
Who is the daughter of Jackie's partner, right?
And Jackie's goddaughter.
And Jackie's goddaughter, who, I guess, through the 9 years, made herself part of this crime organization to, like, be undercover or whatever.
Yeah, I thought she was an undercover cop.
Was she,
or was she just...
I don't think she was, because when she was at the police station with the captain later... It didn't seem to be any, like, official capacity. It was just, like, go there for help, kind of.
That's weird.
I think she just, like, tried to go vigilante undercover for that, which is, like, crazy idea.
Let's do some off-camera writing right now, guys.
Okay.
So say that this is true. So she's not a cop, and she's working to bust... What's the guy's name?
The Matador?
Not the Matador, but the rich guy.
It's like that handsome Willie.
Oh, Victor Wong.
Victor Wong is like, I think the person that she's close to. Like, Victor Wong is powerful rich man. Handsome Willie is somehow under him. I guess. Does that mean that Jackie, like, convinced her to risk her life to do this?
No, I don't think he knew.
Yeah, he didn't seem pleased with it when they, like, met at what I guess was either his or her apartment later on. He's just like, you got to be taking this stuff to protect yourself now. He wasn't too pleased.
Right.
Okay. So then why did she get involved? I don't understand why she got involved. How did she get involved?
How? Oh, no idea.
I think she just knew that, like, these people were the ones that killed her dad. And she was like, I gotta figure this out on my own.
How did she know that, though?
I don't know. Maybe Jackie told her at some point?
He's bad, God.
Yeah.
She should have been in school. Not working in a casino with monsters. oh, yeah. So we're still in the bowling alley, I guess, at this point. And there's a whole big thing where Johnny Knoxville is rescued by Jackie for what reason exactly?
So comes and saves him. What happens is Connor is gambling in Macau. He meets Samantha. They comp him a room because he's gambling a lot. Yeah. On his way up, he sees a murder happen.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, Victor Wong shoots a lady who falls into the elevator into his arms, and he takes the elevator down. And then he, like, is like, oh, I gotta get out of here. But then also he's getting chased by Russians, right?
Holy shit, this movie.
So I think the Russians catch him. Yeah, yeah, because he gives himself up to the Russians.
Then they take him to the bowling alley.
Yeah, they take him to the bowling alley. And then Jackie hears that they're the Victor Wong and his goons are looking for this Connor guy.
Through Samantha.
Yeah, through Samantha.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then he goes and looks for him in Russia?
He flies to Russia real quick.
Yep.
There's a lot of very fast country-to-country travel in this movie. Mm-hmm. Also, where, how would he find him? Mm-hmm. I guess these are questions that are best not asked.
Yeah, he's a detective.
Yeah. Yep. He's an old man. He looks old. Jackie looked really old in this.
He did, yeah.
Fuck Jackie. Oh, well. What do you guys think about Samantha and Connor's relationship? Just to talk in a bit broad sense, because I did not, even for these movies where I know there's nothing substantiated, he met her for about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another question about this. Sorry, you carry on with yours. I'll do this later. It's a quick one though. Well, it was
no. Go.
Was he wearing a fake mustache during that scene? Because it was there and then it wasn't.
I think it
during
had
the
to
whole
have
hotel
been.
Sequence. Okay.
Because his like whole thing is like he's a con man, so he has disguises,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
How is disguising himself as an American hillbilly helping him
I don't know.
Gamble?
I don't know.
I wrote that down. What does this do?
But yeah, like you said, Matt, it's like they interact very briefly in the beginning and at the hotel thing. It's like she just, as far as we see, she shows him up to his room and then. Mm. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
Some mild flirting.
Yes. Right. And then I don't meet again until...
Well...
The end?
There are flashbacks of them kissing, which presumes that they made out?
There were.
After they met at some point?
You're right.
Did they make out in his room and then... Well, that's when he's getting dressed? Because that's what happens. When he says goodbye to her, the next shot is him putting... his suit back on, and then there's a knock at his door, and he's like, oh, back so soon?
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
okay,
I guess that's
that
the implication
sense.
Then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she gets... and then Victor goes to her, and he's like, don't you know this was this con man or whatever?
Yeah, why wouldn't they show kissing in this?
These characters
kiss if that's what they did.
Yeah.
Movies don't like kissing?
Especially since they obviously filmed it, and then just used it as a flashback.
Mm-hmm. What if it was too hot? It would be an awkward movie. Too sexy.
So then, Benny rescues Connor from the Russians. They have that fight out in the Matryoshka doll factory.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Sonny. I'm proud of you for saying that word. I didn't know that word. Dan speaks Russian, by the way.
Oh, really?
No,
cool.
Very poorly. like a slow first grader.
That's better than English.
And that was a pretty interesting set piece, I think.
Yeah, just, I like that. Around. That Jackie was fighting those guys on that machine that would sort of like shoot down those coils that would pack the boxes. Mm-hmm. That was really neat, and they kind of get their arms caught in it. I appreciated that. That was cool. It was fun.
This is one of those scenes again that watching it, I went, I wish Jackie Chan were stunt coordinating this 20 years prior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had more energy and more inspiration. Because right. that's a very inspired yeah. set piece, especially with mm-hmm. Johnny Knoxville tied up.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
And it was, I was like very distracted by the amount of cuts that was going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I wrote down the same thing. It was yeah. so cutty. The whole yeah. thing, it was like, you know, punch, cut, reaction, cut, everything.
What is this, The Wire? Because it's very cutty. Was it season 3 of The Wire? Because it's very cutty. Sorry.
What is this, also House?
Very probably. Oh, man. That's better. I had 2 chances and it was worse each time. What is this, House? What else was good about that? That scene had a lot of stuff. When Johnny Knoxville got hit with the stamps, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He got stamped mm-hmm. in the balls and
yep.
in the face.
Yeah.
The fight with Eve Torres was mm-hmm. not good.
Yeah, she had breast ducks.
She had breast what?
She had
breast nuts.
She had breast knuckles. Breast
oh,
nuts.
Breast nuts. I thought you said she had breast ducks. Because they made... That's one of the boob jokes they
yep.
made.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like double D's. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because yeah, she can't get through... She can't slide through something that Jackie can because she has breasticles.
Right. Wait, mm-hmm. so I missed Jackie's part of that joke. Did he comment on her breast size?
He goes, D's?
Yeah. Does that that seems like a very out of character.
It's so not Jackie.
Yeah.
It's new Jackie Chan is so weird to me because we've been jumping all over the place. There are mm-hmm. so many things that he does in his new movies that he would never do in his old movies.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure.
He's either in those old movies purely a scumbag monster who, like, doesn't want trouble, or he's a nice guy who is sexless and
yeah,
just likes to be silly and plays multiple characters in Forbidden Kingdom. That's another one of his things. So this was weird to see, especially after Dragons Forever, where he plays, like, the worst man in the world.
Yeah,
he's like a dirty lawyer who defends a rapist. Ooh. That's how that movie starts, Dan.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Let's take a break so Dan can listen to the whole podcast of Dragons Forever. And
okay.
then we'll get back to
we'll
it.
Get back. There's still a lot of this movie left.
There's so much more.
Okay, why don't we just skip to the Mongolia scene? Where they
yeah
okay
so Jackie
yeah.
Jackie rescues Johnny Knoxville and they start traveling against Johnny's will across the continent back to Hong Kong
mm-hmm.
like on foot.
Yeah, they try to buy a car and it doesn't go well.
Yeah,
right.
They buy a clunker from a, I assume, very poor man.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he has a credit card machine.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
The only words he can say in English are MasterCard or Visa.
Yeah.
I think I actually did chuckle at that.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then mm-hmm. I did chuckle when they had the establishing shot of them driving the car down
mm-hmm.
the one road, like the
yeah.
dirt road and
yeah.
The hip-hop music. I'm a sucker for that in movies.
Mm-hmm.
The slow-mo hip-hop scene.
And then they have to abandon the car because it breaks down and they start like mm-hmm. walking. And then they encounter this little child
mm-hmm.
like in the desert. And Connor tries to get away by stealing his horse and is chased down by his Mongolian tribe.
Is this, I guess, taught me something. I guess in rural Mongolia, they still dress in traditional garb. Is that what I should believe, or was this
so,
inaccurate?
No, it's like, I think they're nomads. So my like point of reference to this is I watched the movie The Eagle Huntress last year.
Okay.
Which is about the first girl who they taught to be an eagle huntress in Mongolia.
Oh, I heard about that.
So they like basically just live in tents in the desert, and I think they might be, I don't know if they're like truly nomadic, but that's definitely how they live, and they have different like tribes, and they like go around, and like this one thing that connects them all is like eagle hunting.
Huh.
Oh. Anti-Americans. They all are. I remember seeing a trailer for that before a movie, Sonny, where
yeah.
trailers are played. And, oh, is it good?
Yeah, no, it's really good. Yeah, they are nomads. So I think this is one of the, like, nomadic tribes.
I have a correction to make from last week, very quickly.
Yeah.
Last week, we were talking about Icarus, the mm-hmm. Russian doping movie.
Yeah.
And you said there was another movie called Icarus that was about the one bang.
Oh, right. It's called...
It's called Abacus.
Yeah, it's called Abacus.
I looked up Icarus in Google for about 45 minutes and couldn't find anything. I looked up Chinatown Icarus, Icarus Finance. There was nothing.
Yeah, whoops. What does it sound like?
Apologize to me.
I'm sorry. Did you watch it, though?
No, it looked too sad.
Okay, yeah, it is very sad.
It's on Amazon Prime, though, so I will watch it. So when they're with the Mongolians, we get a scene that's very similar to Shanghai Nights when they meet the Native Americans.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where they are... First, they have to fight their way... Pretty much fight their way out, but then an act of kindness by Jackie...
Mm-hmm. He fights with honor.
He fights with honor, and he saved that kid. Or he tried to help that kid, so they don't kill them. And instead, they have a big party and they play beer pong in tiny, tiny glasses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's all that happens. That's all that happens that night.
I don't think so. I think they sing the entirety of "Rolling in the Deep" by Adele. They sing all of it.
They sing the intro, the pre-chorus, like the first verse.
They sing the next song on Z100, which is a Trey Song song, "Heart Attack."
How?
Yeah, this really caught me off guard.
It was such a weird. That was a bizarre choice, and usually. Yeah. There's a writing rule that's forgive me if I've said this, or we probably all know, is that a bold choice is better than no choice.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was the boldest choice, and it was worse than any choice ever made. There should have been none of this. It probably cost a lot of money to buy the rights.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
For sure. Fuck.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. And it's just like, do you think Jackie knew the song? Like, so many questions.
I think he did. I think Jackie wanted it in there.
Like, why do all these Mongolians know all the words to "Rolling in the Deep"?
Because it's a classic, Sonny. as Jackie Chan says, punctuating a 4-minute scene of "Rolling in the Deep." Isn't there... Oh, God damn this.
I don't know how this scene isn't, like, a meme that's everywhere on the internet. It's like... It's like something you watch this movie for just to see it.
Yeah, it would be a meme and you go, oh, it's from...
Yeah, it's from Skip Trace. Right? It's like the basketball scene in Catwoman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have any other movies that are like that? I guess it would be something like Trolls 2.
Yeah.
But that whole movie is sort of a spectacle. Yeah. I don't know. We don't have time for that. So from Mongolia, they go to... They end up in Hong Kong then?
I'm probably skipping some stuff. The next thing I have on my notes is the inflated pig raft.
You are already a better host than Jordan is because you have notes to consult.
I have Adele with 2 question marks and then inflated pig raft. There might be something in between. I don't remember. I really liked those two guys they got the raft from, though.
He tries to
pay like some money to just like look and act dumb, and they just stare blankly. I think it would have been funny if he took the dollar back and said, like, I don't need to pay you for this. This is just what you do.
It would be funny. Yeah. I would like that if they had a couple cutbacks to their faces, so it was their blank expressions, and then Johnny trying to understand what's happening, and then back to them, and then he's almost frightened.
Yeah.
Like, oh. So, bit of trivia about this scene, guys, on this lake that they float on pig leather, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
The cinematographer died during this scene.
What?
He was on a pontoon, like on a boat, like a pontoon boat, and it capsized, and he drowned to death.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I should have led with that.
Wow.
So this movie cost $60 million and one man's
life. Oh my God.
And
the ending is a guy purposely drowning himself.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh God.
That's so inappropriate to him. And there wasn't like a dedicated to or anything in this movie.
Holy shit.
I did see one.
Dedicated to the man whose family he left because Jackie Chan got a wild hair up his ass and decided he wanted to remake Shanghai News. Yeah, someone died.
Wow.
I tried to find more information about him, but his most famous thing is that he died.
Yeah.
If you look up that's Jackie Chan news in Google, it's the first result.
Wow. That's good.
The yikes. Jackie Chan cinematographer dies on set.
Wow.
Hey, yeah, so that scene was marred in my mind a little bit because I was wondering what shot they were trying to get when he died. So I kind of was not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, God.
They float down the river. They get to China, to the Chinese border. Jackie says, make a wish on a balloon. That's when I started paying attention again. After I was done Googling this death.
Then I don't know if it's after this, we go to that mud celebration town.
Yeah.
Where they're all throwing mud on one. Is that next?
I think so.
I think the Chinese bad guys find them.
Yes. Yeah. Cause they turn the phone on and they're trying to power it with the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we haven't talked about the phone at all.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a big piece of this movie is that Johnny Knoxville was handed the phone by the woman who was killed and they all think that there's evidence on it. So they're trying to go somewhere with electricity to charge up this iPhone or Samsung Galaxy Droid phone or Google phone. I don't know which.
I think it's a Droid.
And I think it's a Droid. You're right. It's not America. Yeah. Droids are more popular. And in general. And they just can't get the electricity. They keep going to further and further places from it. And the bad guys are after them. These movies get very confusing in the third act. I feel like there's too many pieces to really talk about these with any sort of coherence.
Yeah, and then there's still the Russians running around.
Still the Russians trying to kill them.
Oh, that whole thing happened too. Yeah.
Right, we forgot that. They fight the Russians before they blow up the pigskins, don't they? Or do they
do that after? So they get captured. They get captured by the Chinese gang.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the Russians stop them on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's too many pieces.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces.
Let's skip to the end. So they're on a farm. No. Okay. I guess the only really important part is Jackie. A big part of this movie that we're not talking about is it follows all of the beats of these other movies where first the two leads don't like each other and they have their big differences, cultural and personality wise, and then they see that they're both trying. They both like aspects of each other's lives.
Right. Mm-hmm. They learn from each other.
Yeah.
They have a big falling out and then it comes together in the end.
Yeah, the big falling out happens. I don't even remember when. But Jackie Chan ends up getting arrested and
on the border, Knoxville
bails,
at the border. And Johnny Knoxville bails him out even though he could go free.
Mm-hmm. No, it was he tried to make him do the fingerprint. And it was wrong. And then he got arrested for that.
Oh, okay. But Johnny Knoxville pretends to be his lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And tries to bust them out, and then they, with the help of my favorite character, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
That might be her name.
Yeah,
I think it is. For the now. Yeah, I think you're right.
She does a lot of work in this movie. She hacks the phone, and then she helps them escape.
And she's going to go get chicken and beer.
Yeah.
She is. She's a babe, guys.
Yeah, she's
good. A classic snack. Dan's a black Irish snack. She's a black Chinese snack. That's all I'm going to say. I can talk more about her. I wanted to Google her age.
Uh-oh.
I want to see if I had a shot.
Yep. How's it looking?
I didn't look.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speak amongst yourselves. As I look it up.
So then they go back to the... Oh, they find on the phone. They find like a symbol that means something about a dock.
Yeah, it leads Benny to the docks.
Right.
In one form or I don't know if it had to do with that weird like G Dharma Initiative looking symbol that was at the docks, something like that. But something about those sequence of numbers and that symbol made him know to go there.
Right. And then they try to free Samantha.
Yes. Pause, guys. The synopsis for this movie on IMDb. A detective from Hong Kong teams up with an American gambler to battle a notorious Chinese criminal. Dan, you
very
almost
close.
Got it perfect.
Oh, very close.
Yeah.
I think I was a little worried. That was more concise. That one was more concise than mine.
Continue while I look for this woman.
And during all this... Samantha gets kidnapped by the crime family because they realize she's like undercover or whatever. She's up to no good. So they kidnap her, they bring her to the boat, And then later, that's where Jackie and Johnny Knoxville show up.
To bust her out.
Well, I
she's 30!
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Chance, guys. Oh, I mean, she was 28 at the time.
Yeah.
Younger.
Yeah.
Nope. Fresher. More ripe.
Gross. Not a word you should use.
Skin a bit more delicate. Hair yeah, boy. A bit more lustrous. Smell a bit more pungent. Unfettered by the wind and time, or men, or women. Yeah, they go to the docks.
And Johnny Knoxville sneaks on the boat and like finds her, but eventually they both get caught, basically.
Yeah,
as they always do.
And then the twist happens.
It's a big twist. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, me neither.
No, me neither. No way.
The Matador is Samantha's dad, who somehow faked his death by blowing himself up.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he do that, guys? He jumped off a crane 200 feet, strapped to an explosive, and we saw it explode.
And then exploded.
It's not like we cut away. We saw the explosion happen, and he's alive and somehow powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a weird twist. That guy was. Yep. I liked that character, though. I liked
that he's cool.
Yeah, he's good.
He looked kind of like one of the guys who the guys from Workaholics.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I can't remember. I have no
idea. Do you watch Workaholics, Sonny?
I used to.
He's one of like is it Namond? Doesn't matter. No. Okay, he's the Matador, and he's actually teamed up with Jackie's boss at the cop. At the cop store. So it's an pretty much been an inside job where Jackie was punished for being too reckless for tracking down the Matador. But really, it's because he's getting too close to the source.
Yeah.
And a fight happens, like all these movies.
Well, so I didn't catch this, but the Russians come back and save them.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's like when they are caught and it's looking at its worst. Russians come because I guess they're on Connor's side now.
Yeah.
Did he make a phone call to them at some point?
I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
I don't remember. I feel like there was a very quick phone call or something, but I don't know.
Maybe he made that decision—the decision to do that when he goes to bail Jackie out.
Mm-hmm.
Like he decides, I'm going to be an honest man now and deal with this woman who I
manipulated
inside.
Yeah.
Somewhere
or outside.
Somewhere, yeah.
She touched my cum. is what he's trying to say. And so they come and they are kind of the deus ex of this movie, where there was a great scene that I was very anxious to see. It was the bad guy, the Matador, was pointing his gun at Jackie, and Jackie was looking at the watch that he was given by him and was broken, and I thought he was going to do something with the watch to save himself.
Yeah.
Did you guys think he was like, kick the watch at him?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Like or he would shoot him and he'd kick the watch and it would hit the bullet. Then Russians came and helped. Just like they're going to do for our government.
Yeah.
They're going to help us. I've changed my mind.
And then chaos ensues. I think.
Yeah. And they and Jackie and the Matador, I guess. They realize that the boat is sinking, so they have to go get Samantha.
Right.
Samantha's been locked in the cabin, which is beautiful, nicer than my apartment.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's gorgeous.
Nicer furniture, more foot space, just tons of places to put books. And once they realize that it's sinking, the Matador and Jackie both rush to save Samantha, and they manage to bust her out of is the term capsizing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Capsizing.
The capsizing
boat.
Room. Yeah. And then for some reason, her dad decides to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume for honor?
I guess. I don't know.
Because he was afraid he's going to get caught?
I guess.
Yeah.
It's a weird choice because this movie substantiates some things well. That's why I kind of like it, because there seems to be a lot of decisions that are made in character.
Yeah.
Which a lot of these movies, unfortunately, do not have.
Mm-hmm.
People sort of just do stuff. But that was one that didn't make sense to me. It's why this dude who's been evil and faked his death and hasn't been with his daughter for 10 years almost just decides, I'm going to die now.
That's it. That's enough of that. Yep.
Maybe they want to bring him back in a twist for the next movie.
Skip Trace 2. Trace harder.
I do think every one of these movies, they plan on having like four movies of it.
I mean, Johnny needs some more money.
Yeah. Johnny needs money. They both need money, guys. Jackie needs to buy another
yacht.
Another big yacht. Oh, big ups to Jackie for being a big fan of adoption, pet adoption.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That was sweet.
Mm-hmm. As pet adopters, Sonny and I are big fans. Dan bought his cat, though.
Oh, no.
It's a Russian cat, also.
It's a Russian cat. I have allergies. Cat. It's lighter on my allergies.
Dan, you said that you, if you had the chance, you would kill every cat.
Except for the Russian ones.
Except for the Russian ones. And then you said, I must buy them. Then the movie is pretty much over. Johnny finds out that the girl that he impregnated was actually impregnated by a Russian goon.
Yeah.
In what is kind of a funny scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all right. And then we go to the epilogue.
Yeah, it's the ep. We say it's the ep song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're living on a farm, and Jackie is gifted a bunch of alpacas by Johnny Knoxville.
Yep.
Did I miss something? Did he say he likes alpacas a lot?
Yeah, there was
he
a
did,
scene.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I must have like been peeing or Googling this man's death and I missed that. So he gives him alpacas.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's dating my girl, Leslie, now. Mm-hmm. Which is gross because he's 70 and she's 28. which is completely disgusting that is really now that gross. I think about it. And Johnny's dating Samantha. In an age-appropriate coupling.
Yeah. And he successfully does the neck jab. But Jackie doesn't want him to know.
Yeah, Jackie has he a holds out he just long enough where stuns somebody and knocks him out by punching them in the neck. There's like three or four punches to the neck in this movie.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the movie ends.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are some bloopers during the credits.
Did you watch them?
Yeah,
I did. I didn't watch them.
A minute in, they were fine.
Yeah, there's nothing really noteworthy.
I was at the end of Sonny, what was the movie the Indiana Jones ripoff?
Armor of God. Yeah, Armor of God.
I remember watching those because the ends of Armor of God show Jackie Chan almost dying.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe they would show the cinematographer die.
No. Oh, and God.
I learned almost immediately that was not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right. Let's do unless we have closing thoughts about this, let's rank this out of 5 Jackie Chan Don't Want Any Troubles. Dan, you start as guest.
Sure. I thought like you had said earlier, it very much is a movie. Feels like a movie. Mm-hmm. Beginning, middle, end kind of thing. Totally uninspired.
Composition
couple of
is
jokes
fine.
Got me. Yeah, absolutely. A couple of jokes got me. Nothing set it apart from really anything else that I'd seen.
Have you been watching the movies that we talk about?
I have not.
That might be changing.
It's definitely going to come from a different perspective.
Yeah.
For sure. So I'm going to give this a 2 Don't Want Any Troubles out of 5.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to go too high, so Sonny, you go.
Okay. I'm going to give it down. I'm going to give it a 2.5 out of 5 Don't Want Any Troubles. Yeah, I think that like I think out of the American ones that we've seen, it's one of the better ones, but it's still, like, a very jarring experience, and I felt myself getting bored a lot of the time, and it's super convoluted.
It's repetitive.
It's repetitive. Like, I don't know. I don't particularly love Johnny Knoxville in this role either, but I think he was fine. Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5. I was gonna now I feel embarrassed so I'm gonna abstain. At points, I said this movie's getting a 4.
Wow.
I won't lie.
Okay.
Midway through, I went, this movie is working for me. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly love it. I don't find it particularly funny, and the action is good, not great. Probably not even good. It's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this movie is perfectly acceptable. If this was on an airplane, I would watch it and then fall asleep like I did almost while watching this.
Mm. Sure, yeah.
I probably will give it... I'll give it 3 Jackie Chans Don't Want Any Troubles.
Okay, that's respectable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say if we're looking at it like as a grade, if it was around a 60 to 65, it is just about passable. Like with an extra credit point, this would be a passing movie.
Yeah.
In a grade. But not a 4. Not an 80. Like Rumble in the Bronx got a 4.5, and Rumble in the Bronx is 3 times the movie of this.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. That's an American movie, technically, right?
Is it?
I don't know.
It definitely looks more like a Hong Kong movie, or like it feels more like one.
But the Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx.
But the Bronx. It's a Bronx tale. All right, that's been whatever. I was talking about Skip Trace. Now we're gonna do an exhibition since Dan's been talking so much shit.
Oh god, I've set myself up for disaster.
You put it in a racist place too, Dan. I'm not gonna say what you said, but I don't even know how you brought the Pakistanis into this. But you did.
Okay,
you know the rules, Dan. Sonny, you definitely know the rules.
Yeah.
My mommy is a business lady, and my daddy is an accountant. It's tough. This is a tough one. For 6 points. Okay, we're going to continue on. How do I want to put this? My cousin is a baby. A dumb baby, one might say. Oh, I thought that might... Jordan was here, he would have gotten it.
Mm.
All I'm going to say, fuck you, Dan. Okay. This would be for 2 points now. Well, just actually, never mind. It would be for 1 point. Cynthia, she's a really cool dancer, and my doll. Oh, please.
It's
Changelica.
Changelica
Pickles.
Oh, it's almost a tie. I think Sonny got it first.
All right. Yeah.
Sonny was leading. Yeah, it's Changelica Pickles. Sonny, you would get 1 point. So, Dan, harder than nothing. It seems.
It's much harder. It's so much harder when you're like, you know, you have to do it. And you're not just, you're listening
on
the subway or whatever.
Who? Tommy is her cousin?
Yeah.
He's not dumb.
She calls them dumb babies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get some Googling going. Okay, we're going to do 3. We're just going to do 3 okay. quick ones. I play a character in the TV show Deadwood.
Oh, geez, I should know this.
Have you watched Deadwood, Sonny?
No.
If you, then you are exempt from losing points.
Okay.
I apologize. I assumed you'd had. Okay, moving on. I fucked Ted.
Oh, God, what's her name? Is it the actress? Yeah.
Uh-oh. Dan, Sonny's on your tail again.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. They say that once you go black, you never go back. I went the opposite of black.
Fuck.
In this
it?
TV show.
Channa Gunn.
There you go. Anna Gunn.
Anna Gunn. She, you know what? She is on. Yep, she's in the Deadwood at the point I'm at. Yep, I should have known that.
I'm literally watching this show.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, Sonny, again.
Yeah.
Dan, you come in with all this swagger.
Yep, had
and
it all.
And the veteran shuts you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's do this one. This one could be hard, because I actually don't know how to talk about her that much. Oh, no, I know what I can do. This is cool. I was married. No, let's do this. That'll be the second one. Okay, here we go. Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da. I am in that.
Changelica Houston.
Oh my god, you got it! And that's the potential we're talking about here of the young gun. Just... That excited
if you could keep
so
these more
much.
Adams family based, I'd be a lot better.
If what?
If you could keep these more Adams family based, I'd be a lot better.
Let's see.
I think can he's the now? Only actor I know from Adams Family. Is that the same one? Is that the same?
Christina Ricci's in one of them?
She's in both of them, isn't she?
Both of them, yeah.
That's not the same one as the what's his name?
Raul Julia?
No.
I don't know what you're saying.
Who's the other one? Who's the other Gomez?
Oh, Tim Curry. Lloyd?
Was Tim Curry ever?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
Christina Ricci is in it. David Krumholtz was in it as a young boy.
Oh.
You might know him as the now the big fat pornographer on The Deuce.
Yeah, Tim Curry was Gomez Adams.
Really?
Yeah.
In which one?
In the movie? Oh, Adam Sandler Reunion.
Oh.
Okay.
With Daryl Hannah. That's a weird one.
Cool. Huh. Well, Sonny, technically, you won 2 out of 3 rounds and lost to Dan.
Yeah. Wait, I got... That was 6? That last one was a 6?
No, it was a 3, but you only got 2 ones.
Oh.
Oh, because it was the 3rd.
Yeah, it was the 3rd.
Yeah,
one.
Especially because okay. You got Chana Gunn.
Yeah.
That's
impressive,
one.
Dan.
That was a good one.
You got a bright future in the jack off.
Well, if Jordan's ever out again, I'd be happy to come back.
Okay. Yeah, that's been Chansplaining. So let's figure out what we're going to watch next time.
Okay.
It's your pick. Didn't he bring up that movie on Sci-Fi Channel? Jordan did.
Oh, yeah. What is that called?
It was with Jet Li, I think, again. Was it? Was it with Jet Li? No, it wasn't. This is my favorite part of the podcast where we all look at our
Blade.
Phones and try and find it.
It's called Dragon Blade. It has
Dragon Blade.
John Cusack and Adrian Brody.
Yeah, let's do Dragon Blade. Should we do a good one?
We
could
do
Super Cop?
Yeah, we can do Super Cop. I like the idea of doing Super Cop.
Let's get a good one where we can be excited.
Yeah.
We need that.
That's good.
Super Cop. So book it. I'm sure we can find Super Cop on Amazon Prime or YouTube or Vimeo again.
Yeah.
Like we found Dragons Forever. All right, Dan, thank you very much for being our guest.
Yeah,
thank
thanks,
you guys
Dan.
So much for having me. It was a great time.
No Dan problem. Taught me everything I know about editing, but not everything he knows about editing. That's how a true master works.
Yeah.
Follow us at Chansplaining Podcast on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Find the Reddit posts that Jordan is probably going to start doing again, or I'll start doing. Like and review us. Dan, you have to review us now as you're part
I
of
did.
The podcast.
Is it not there?
You did? I don't
know. I did it on my phone a while ago.
I haven't checked. I thought Jordan would have told us. What did you write? I want to find the review.
I think I wrote Chantastic. Like it's the best Jackie Chan podcast on iTunes Store right now. You can't afford to miss it.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure that's what I wrote. I just did it on the app on my phone. I hope it went through.
Oh my goodness.
I only gave it 3 stars though.
Yeah,
that's
well,
fine.
Whatever.
The only one, the only one that I see is from me, and I gave it 5 stars, and I wrote it, best podcast in America or Hong Kong. So, Dan, yours didn't go through for some reason.
Oh, that sucks.
So now you gotta
it
do
took
it
me a few tries to do it. I'll do it.
Son, you do it too.
Okay.
People that are listening.
I don't use iTunes, but okay.
Oh. Don't we need to do it on iTunes to get any sort of blip? I don't care. All right. This has been Chansplaining. Thank you for listening, guys. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Hey! Hey! Oh! Ah! Hey! Ah! Hey!
Ah! Hey! Ah! Hey! Ah! Music. Music. fan. You.